Welcome to the October 29th sermon from Clifford Baptist Church, 635 Fletcher's Level Road in Amherst. Today's scripture is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 9, and the sermon is entitled, The Greatest Invitation, delivered today by Pastor Jeffrey Campbell.
If you got your Bibles, turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55 is where we're going to be at today. But there's a couple things. My first ever sermon when I was 15 years old for a youth Sunday. I remember it, and it was entitled, Come, just one word, and I think it lasted about that long. It was about 6 minutes. That church loved me that Sunday. You know, they were out by 11:30 and gone. They'd been in church. But I want to tell you, I was as nervous as a cat near water at 15 years old, and I want you to know today, I still feel that way. I still feel that way. If you were to come grab my hand, you will feel cold, nasty hands. I'm going to tell you, I'm nervous, but I want you to know I want to make it right. I'm nervous because I want to say the right thing, and I want to do the right thing for God Almighty. Another thing, I had this bottle of water delivered to me, and the gentleman, Mr. Jim Hooker, he promises every time I preach that he gets to get his nap in, but he told me he knew the sermon was going to be dry, so here it is. So if y'all see me drinking all this water, it's getting a little dry, okay? Little did he know that the invitation today is to come to the water. Come to the water. It's amazing how God puts the little jokes and the friends that are there to support us. I love Jim Hooker to death, and I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world because he's there to support me. But I love that those antics that keep me on my toes. And I love the times that we're here together, and the few times that Pastor Clyde and Pastor and myself and Pastor Mike get behind this pulpit, I don't take it for granted. So just spare me a few minutes of prayer, if you will. And as I lead us in prayer, I'm going to lift up my brother Mike because right now he's doing the exact same thing in a church. And we want to pray for our pastor as he leads in another church. So let's bow and pray together. Father God, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the table being set. Thank you for your word, Lord, and I pray, Lord, tonight or today that it does not come back void. Lord, I know that your word says that later on in Isaiah 55. I pray for Pastor Mike as he leads his home church this morning. God, I pray, Lord, that they will love him, but they will love even more what he has to say, that you will draw people with a message that you placed on his heart. And Lord, today at Clifford Baptist Church, Lord, I woke up this morning, and I'm going to be honest, I wanted to sleep in. It was dark, and it was rainy, and oh God, thank you for the people that are here today. And I pray for that one that needs you as Savior, that needs to come to the everlasting water and drink. I pray for people today, Christians, that need to come to the water, that are thirsty. Today, I pray in only the way that you can, you open our minds, but more importantly, you open our hearts to what you have to say in this place. Lead us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever got an invitation that you really didn't want? Be honest. Shake your head, yes, because we all do. Some of them are scam and some of them are junk mail, but you get an invitation to come and test drive a new car. All of us like to do that, right? And if you test drive this new car, you're entered into winning a new car. But I don't go to those invitations. I don't like those invitations. Those invitations in my house get ripped up and thrown in the garbage. But have you ever got an invitation from a personal somebody that you ever said, nah, I'd like to, but I don't want to go? Sunday by Sunday, there's an invitation given at church. And there are times where we say, God, I feel you calling me, but I really don't want to go today. And just like I do that junk mail, we rip up the invitation to God and we throw it away. That was our chance. I've been invited to birthday parties. I've been invited to weddings. And those invitations start out something like this. You are invited, or please join us, or save the date, or you are cordially invited. There are so many ways to begin an invitation. But today, I want you to know the main goal is to get people to come. Get people to come. Most of us are really good at inviting people. We come up with fancy ways and come up with fancy invitations, and it's great. But today, if I told you you're going to hear the greatest invitation you will ever get, would you believe me? Would you believe me? Today, if I told you the Bible contains one of the greatest invitations that you could ever get, and that we turn down maybe Sunday after Sunday or time after time, and yet we don't go, and yet we hear it so much, we've become immune to the invitation to God. We as Christians, we don't want to pass out that invitation to God. We're scared, we're nervous, kind of like I am right now. And yet we choose not to do it. We choose not to open our mouth. But today, within your hands, you hold the greatest invitation in the world. I want you to recognize that. And today, with that said, I'm going to ask you the question that you get every time that I preach. Did you come expecting something? Amen. That's not good enough. Let's go home. If we come that way, let's go. Did you come expecting something today? Amen. Amen. If we don't come expecting something from God, we shut down immediately. Automatically, we've tuned Him out. But today, I want you to know the greatest invitation is to call to come to Jesus as Savior. The call is clear, the call is concise, and the call is to come to Jesus. Now, we get excited. I get excited for parties and birthday parties and things. I get excited for those things. But I get excited so much more when somebody comes to Jesus. Oh, man, it stirs my soul. It warms my heart. Now, I want you to know that this is not an invitation to come to church. This is not an invitation to become a member. This is not an invitation to Sunday school or to a party or to a celebration. Today is the invitation to come to Jesus directly. Enough with that. Let's get to the Word of God. Isaiah 55 verses 1 through 9. Today, you're going to get 6 points about the greatest invitation ever. So if you got your pens and pencils, get ready. Isaiah 55 verses 1 through 9. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not, they shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God. And for the Holy One of Israel, for He hath glorified thee. Listen here. Here is the invitation. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Period. We pray God's blessing on this word today. Today, point number one, as I said, you will get 6 of them. The first couple are going to be pretty in depth, and then we'll move it along. But the first point about the greatest invitation in the world is it is specific. It is specific. This invitation is specific to people. Verse number 1 says, ho, ho. Do you know what that means? It's like an invitation getting. We holler, hey, right? I would do it really loud, but I'm on microphone, right? If I want to get your attention, we're going to holler out to get it, right? And that is what Isaiah is doing to the people in bondage. Ho, hey, listen up. I've got something. I've got a great invitation to tell you. You need to hear this. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Stop right there. This invitation is specific, so much so that it's to go to every person. Everyone needs this invitation. Now you may say, Pastor Jeffrey, that's general right there. If it goes to everyone, that's a general invitation. No, no, no. My Bible says that Jesus died for every single one of us. So this invitation is personable. It should be the greatest invitation that we deliver or that we receive. Now listen, God's grace gives everyone the opportunity to hear this. Now, I can't tell you how many times that you will hear this invitation. We are blessed in America. We are blessed Sunday by Sunday. They hear the invitation every Sunday to come to Jesus. But in third world countries, they only may hear it one time in their life. That's a scary thought, isn't it? And sometimes we hear it Sunday by Sunday, and the invitation gets old, it gets boring. And we get up and leave and go to lunch because we've heard it before. But the invitation every Sunday and every Wednesday at Clifford Baptist Church is so very important, because there may be one that will never hear it again. It is specific to everyone that is thirsty spiritually. It's not to come to the water and look at it. It's not to come and dabble in it. It's not to come and swim. It's to come, take, and drink. That is how specific this invitation is. Friends, I want you to know there's different levels of thirst. Today, I believe there in a crowd this size, there are probably some unsaved people here that are thirsty and that need Jesus. But I believe there are good Christian people here, brothers and sisters, that are thirsty as well. And I'm going to explain that like this. There are times where I get up and I need just something to wet my whistle, if you will, right? I'm thirsty, but I don't need the whole glass of water. I don't need the whole glass of iced tea. But I need something to wet my whistle. I'm thirsty enough to get something just to satisfy that taste. So I get and I drink a quarter of a cup and I leave it on the counter and the ice melts and it's no good anymore, right? The tea's ruined. The Dr. Pepper's ruined. But there are times, if I'm out working, where two or three glasses of water isn't enough. Oh, friends, I can turn them as fast as I can fill them because I'm thirsty. I'm dehydrated. I'm hurting. My body is hurting. It's thirsty. Well, spiritually speaking, guys, we're the same way. Today, there are people here that say, hey, I'm a little bit thirsty. Pastor Jeffrey, I'm a little bit thirsty. You know, I'm okay, I'm saved, but I'm a little thirsty. But today, there may be somebody sitting here that says, Pastor Jeffrey, I'm dying. I need what you're talking about. My soul is thirsty for Jesus. There's somebody here today. So this invitation, the greatest invitation, is specific to all people. Thirst shows a need. Thirst shows a need. When I'm thirsty, my body needs water. Spiritual thirst shows a need for Jesus. We're going to get to that, and I'm going to expound on that in just a minute, because we try to fill that thirst with so many other things. Isaiah is talking to a group of Israelites that forgot where they came from. Yes, they're in bondage, but they forgot about the God who led them, who was their God. And these Israelites did not look to Jesus to fill their spiritual needs. And so what did they begin to do? They begin to worship other things, follow other gods. And Isaiah's call, clear call, is come. Look at verse 1 one more time. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. The specific people are invited, and there are specific directions. Come to the waters. Take them in. Don't just come and look at them. John 7:37 says this, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Right? John 7:37 doesn't say, come to church and listen to me. Don't come hear about me. Come and what? Drink. Take of the water. Take of the water that will satisfy our thirst. Isaiah speaking to those poor people who literally, because they're in bondage, have nothing, says this, come to the water. Come and try it. It's free and it's not forced. It's free and it's able to quench and able to fill what your need is. Now let me ask you this. Are there times where we come to the water for all the wrong reasons? Yes, there are. I come at times when I'm not thirsty. And I've got to be careful here because there are times we want to boast and we want to brag, right? I brag on Clifford Baptist Church when I should be bragging on God. I brag on Mike Fitzgerald and Clyde Mollier so much and I should be bragging on God. People are thirsty. They don't want Jeffrey or Mike or Clyde. They need Jesus. But Clifford Baptist Church, that is our job. Go to the thirsty. Be direct. We need to offer that invitation to come to Jesus. There's so much more waiting. Verse 1 tells us this. You come to the water. You come to fill up with that water to satisfy your thirst. But what's waiting there? There's wine and milk, right? Now what that is saying is this. God's going to give you much more than what you came for. There's much more abundance. There's much more blessing. You come to Him because you're thirsty and you're going to get more than water. You're going to get the finest thing that God will give His people. Now, this is not a prosperity gospel. Do not get it confused, but God will take care of His own. God will take care of His children. And that's what this verse says. If you come, you buy. Let's look at verse 1 one more time. I'm going to start at the middle of it. It says this. Come ye, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. The price has been paid by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only reason you can come to the waters. That's the only way we can come to the waters. But God is going to bless us if we do it. He's going to give us far more than we ever imagined. At least I'm speaking that on a 35-year-old man is saying that. And the 20 years that I've been saved, God has done far more for me than He's put against me. He's blessed me. Now, it has not always been wine and milk. There have been some hard days. And there are going to be hard days in the future. But the blessings of God are there for those who are willing to come. So point number one is the invitation, the greatest invitation is specific. Point number two, look at verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Point number two, the greatest invitation cannot be bought. Write that down. The greatest invitation cannot be bought. What we have here, guys, is some things that we try to satisfy our thirst or our hunger with. A lot of us, if we're not careful, we are okay with temporary happiness. Okay? We're okay with temporary satisfaction. We feed on things that make us temporarily happy. And those things that come in the form of worldly things. We go buy a brand new car today. And in 2 years, we're ready for another one. Trade her in. Because it's outdated. It's old. We want something new. We want to satisfy ourselves temporarily. We need a bigger house. We need more of this and better clothing. And if we're not careful, we're living for self-satisfaction. We spend our money and our time and our efforts on temporary things. And yet, we fail to come to the one that can fill the longing. Look at verse 2 one more time. It says this. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Have you ever put in a hard day's work and felt like you didn't accomplish anything? There are times that we all do that. There are times that we give our time and our effort and our money and our energy, and it seems like it goes to waste. And that's what God is speaking of here. You try so hard to fill your temporary longing, and you can't. The only way to fill your spiritual longing is what? Through Jesus Christ. To come to the water. But friends, that invitation cannot ever be bought. Write that down. It cannot be bought. It was paid by Jesus Christ. The only requirement that is to us is when we come, you fall at the feet of Jesus. That's how you get the satisfaction. We need to lay our lives down at the feet of Jesus and say, God, you have it. You lead it. You take me where you need me. You have it all. It can't be bought. Point number three. Look at verses 3-5. Incline your ear and come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. This verse 4 speaks of Jesus. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Point number 3 is this. The greatest invitation needs to be heard. Needs to be heard. You see that in verse number 3. It says, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. The greatest invitation needs to be heard. And I'm going to talk to you, and this is true for all of us. A lot of Christians, we take this invitation and we zip our lips, don't we? We don't give this invitation like we should. Now, I'm not pointing fingers at you because I'm just as guilty. But I want you to know, friends, I've got a job outside of the church. Some of you know that. Some of you don't know that. I've got a job outside of the church. And in that job, I'm thankful because it provides for my family. It provides for the needs of our family. But also, it provides Jeffrey a mission field to 2,500 more people. Have you ever looked at your job like that? There's an opportunity. People need to hear the call to Jesus Christ. And that can come on Sunday morning, or that can come at work. Man, I'm thankful for the ministry here, but I've got a greater ministry at where I work. 2,500 people need to hear about Jesus Christ. And I pray that I cross the paths of those people. Our world is dying and going to hell because they have not heard the invitation. Would you believe that people in America have never heard about Jesus? There are people there. There are people in our county that have never heard about Jesus and will not hear unless we do our jobs. Christians, Clifford Baptist Church, the call is to stand, the call is to go with the invitation and deliver it so others can hear. The greatest invitation needs to be heard. Point number 4, go to verse 6. Here is the invitation. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Period. We think about this, and point number 4 is this. The greatest invitation is clear and it's urgent. It's clear and it's urgent. The clearest invitation, one of them in the Bible, is here. It's also an urgent invitation in the fact that you cannot wait. You cannot delay. You cannot hesitate while he may be found, while he is near. Pastor Jeffrey, are you telling me there could be a time where I don't hear? That's what I'm telling you. There is coming a day where you may want to hear about Jesus and you won't be able to. Now is the time. It's not a time to delay. There are people that leave church every Sunday that says, I'll do it one day. I'll do it next week. And that one day and next week don't come. I'll do it today is the call that Jesus wants from your mouth. I'll come today. An urgent beckoning call to come now, come today, come to Jesus. Don't wait. Point number five, look at verse number seven. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The greatest invitation offers pardon and forgiveness. True salvation. Now, I want you to listen to me here. True salvation turns from the unrighteous things. True salvation turns from wickedness and evil. It turns from sin and it returns to the Lord. Does that make sense? There has to be a 360 degree turn in somebody's life in order for them to accept the greatest invitation, to accept Jesus as Savior. You can't accept Jesus as a Savior and continue your sin-filled life. It cannot happen. But the greatest invitation in verse number 7, it says this, let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. Come to Jesus. But the greatest message follows that. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Have you met somebody that has, I had a guy say this to me one time. He said this, I've done too much, too wrong for too long. Too much, too wrong for too long. I can't come to church. I can't come to Jesus. That is a lie straight from hell. It is. Because if you look at the end of verse number 7, look what it says. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will forgive anyone of anything that they've ever done. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. I've had people that say, I've been too bad. There's no such thing in the eyes of God. We're going to see that in just a second. Because guess what? His ways and his thoughts are not like ours. We look at this great invitation. And the invitation, it must be direct and it must be specific, but it must offer pardon and forgiveness by Jesus Christ alone. If anyone is willing to come, if anyone is willing to seek forgiveness, he will abundantly pardon. The wicked way must not be traveled anymore. And the thoughts, as I told my teenagers this morning in Sunday school, our thoughts are the battleground of a spiritual warfare. You've got to guard those. But our solution daily is to return to God. One more point and I'm done. Look at verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The greatest invitation is beyond us, but comes directly from God. God's grace is beyond any human imagination. There is no comparison in the mind of man and the mind of God. There is no comparison. His is much greater than any human being. And because of that, his plan to carry out salvation for every single person is the greatest plan in the world. The call to come to Jesus. Thinking about thoughts. And as I work this way down, this message down to the invitation, our thoughts right now seem or maybe something like this. What am I having for lunch today? We worry about our kids. We stress out about our jobs. We think of ourselves and we're just getting started. That's just my mind. His thoughts take a whole different level, a whole different meaning. And His wanting, God Almighty's mind's thought ways all point to Jesus dying on a cross for our sins. That's where his thoughts point. That's where his way points. And he wants every person to come. Come. Just this morning, in a deacon's meeting, we had one of the deacons share a prayer, a request. And I asked him, could I use it? And he said, yes. Well, when one of our deacons first met this man, a gentleman that he ran into, this gentleman cussed him. Want nothing to do with what he had to say. And just this week, that same man sent out one of our deacons this. I want to be with God completely. Teach me what I need to know. I want to devote my life to Him. I can't stand this pain anymore. Whoa. Whoa. He heard the invitation, didn't he? He heard the invitation and the call to come. And so today, as I wrap it up, and today I give you the invitation, maybe today you're hungry, you're empty, you're questioning, you're here, you say, I don't have any hope, I'm without hope, I'm hurting, I'm lonely, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I'm weak, I'm worn, I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm burdened down. Today, if you're thirsty, the invitation is to come. All of those things that describe somebody who is thirsting for God. Come to Him today. Believers, today you say, Pastor Jeffrey, I'm just a little bit thirsty. You're still thirsty. Come. Come. Feel that which only Jesus can feel. Maybe today there's an unbeliever here. And the invitation to you goes like this. The greatest invitation you've never accepted starts with come. Come to Jesus. Come because you're thirsty. And He will meet your need. God sent His Son to Jesus as payment. He sent His Son to the cross as payment for our sin in order that we can come. Today, the invitation is fairly simple. That one word I used as a 15-year-old kid is the one word I'm going to use in this invitation. Come today. Don't put it off. Come. Come now. Drink. Be filled with that which will fill your spirit. Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, thank you for today. Lord, I know that this time happens Sunday after Sunday, time after time. Lord, today we open the altar, not of Clifford Baptist Church, but of Jesus Christ. Today we send out the invitation to everyone that has heard this message, simply to come. Come and lay at the altar, lay at the feet of Jesus, whatever their need is, and be filled by the Holy Spirit of God. Today I pray, Lord, you will bring people that need to be filled just a little. But maybe, Lord, today there's somebody that needs a Savior. Somebody that's so broken and has tried so many different things, has tried so many different avenues, but has yet to try Jesus. If that one is here today, God, I pray you bring them. I pray they come. 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 Today, we give you this moment of invitation and pray that you have your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Clifford Baptist Church invites you to join us for worship every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. For more information about our church, please call our church office at 434-946-0555.